It is the largest percentage cut of any council in the state, some €4 million on top of a multi-million euro cut that we had to face at this year's budget anyway, when council services were already stripped to the bone. So now Donegal County Council, in reality, is in the face of bankruptcy. We will simply not be able to function with this cut. And it's a very, very deeply unfair cut, because the Minister's announced that this is because of low compliance with the household charge. But Donegal, rightly so, has the lowest level of compliance with the household charge, because we have the highest level of unemployment. We've the highest level of immigration, and people here don't have the same access to public services that people do in the rest of the state. So as a reward for this now, Minister Hogan has now told the people of Donegal that public services are going to get even worse. And this is no way going to encourage people to play this household charge. As services getting worse, it's going to anger people. I wouldn't be surprised if more people are going to protest in the future.
Now, you're saying these cuts are going to lead to more protests. But, for example, people protested in Dublin earlier this year. They would have spent well over €100 on transport and accommodation. So why not just pay the charge?
For many people, it's much more than €100 now. I do believe that most people can't afford the €100. There's a lot of people who are also making a stand of solidarity and are doing it as a matter of principle. So I don't see why they should stop this. It's because this is a deeply unfair charge, where people like Michael O'Leary will get charged €100 for a house, while a single mother who's struggling to provide for her family might have to pay the same money. It's deeply, deeply unfair.